Ireland is home to two species of seal, the grey and harbour seals, with a local population of between 7 and 10,000, according to the National Parks and Wildlife Service. But a rising number of Ireland seals are washing up dead. In fact, the number of seal deaths more than doubled between 2020 and 23, according to a new report by the Journal Investigates. Figures obtained by the news website shows that in the worst affected year, in 2023, the highest number of seal deaths on record, 430 were registered. Here to tell us more is Patricia Devlin, reporter with the Journal Investigates. Morning, Patricia.
Morning, Gavin.
Tell us more about what you found out about the scale of seal deaths here.
Yes, so we had a look at the figures over the last number of years. These figures are gathered by Seal Rescue Ireland and reported to the MPWS. And what we found was a significant increase from 2018 on, and in particular between 2020 and 2023, of the number of seals that were being reported dead, being found on Ireland's coasts. So we spoke to experts. We wanted to find out, you know, what's going on. And some experts have said there is concern around the more recent extreme storms that we're having. A lot of seal colonies can get battered. A lot of pups can get abandoned. And but in a nutshell, we don't have the data. We don't have necropsies that are taking place, which are full veterinary animal autopsies on seals. So we don't really know the cause. So there's a lot of unknowns around this, but going by the figures, it's quite a concern.
It is legal in some instances to kill seals, yes, but illegal killings have taken place too.
Yes, we found under access to information on the environment documents that there were reports of seals suspected of being shot and also with suspected blade wounds. But again, these investigations are very, very hard to take place because of decomposition around the bodies. Seals' bodies decompose very quickly. And again, lack of animal necropsies taking place. But there have been incidents where the suspicion has been there.
In what circumstances is it legal to kill a seal?
So under special licence, under the Wildlife Act, there is a permit to kill what is called problem seals, and this is usually acquired by fishermen or salmon fisheries who say that their stock is being hampered by seals. So we know that between 2023, 24, 25, that three of those licences were issued by the MPWS. We don't know the areas, and we don't know how many seals were killed.
Do you know if the deaths have much of a long-term impact on the seal population here?
Well, according to the MPWS, they have no concerns around the conservation of seals here. They say that their population has increased significantly and that they have no concerns. But experts say that with climate change, water pollution and, you know, the unknown reasons for deaths, there is concerns around that. There should always be, you know, the deaths recorded are quite high, so there should be concern.
But despite those number of deaths, the population has remained fairly stable, or as seems to be what you're suggesting, it's increasing, yes?
Absolutely, it is increasing. You know, if we go back to the early 1900s, you know, the grey seal population was almost wiped out. So they have increased significantly, which is a brilliant thing. There's no doubt about that. I suppose it's really, if there's any underlying issues for the spike in deaths that we've seen in these figures.
And apart from the fish that they eat, they're completely harmless.
Absolutely. I myself, when I was doing the story, went to County Wicklow and I saw them resting on the beach. They just go about their daily business. Their only interest is fish.
Yes, and there's plenty of them there for them. Patricia, thank you. That's Patricia Devlin, reporter with the Journal Investigates. Minute to nine.